Come on.
Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, a Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful, Zach Booth. Zach, are you ready to do this?
I am ready. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excellent. Let's do this, man. Zach is the founder at Booth Home Buyers. He is a trainer and a coach helping people learn to wholesale real estate. I'm excited to have you on. Zach, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I'm a pretty simple guy. I live here in Utah, and I spend as much time with my family as I can. I spend as much time in the mountains as I can. And, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 17. I started my first business then, and it was more than anything to support the kind of life that I wanted to live. And now I'm a real estate investor and help other people find financial freedom as well, all across the country through real estate investing. So that's kind of just a brief overview of me.
Nice. Appreciate that. So this idea of financial freedom, it's going to be different for everybody. And when you think about that, what does it mean to you?
Well, it's a major change from what it used to be, is how I kind of see it. So I started out, I grew up pretty poor. Family's pretty simple. I didn't come for money. And I didn't know very many people that had money. The world that I'm living in now and what I get to do was kind of not even a reality. I remember when I was a young boy, I was mowing lawns with my family and their family business after my dad's normal day job, and my mom waited tables. And I remember asking my dad, like, how much money do these people have, right? We're mowing lawns in these giant mansions. And I was like, how much money do these people making, Dad? And because it was so different from the house I grew up in, right? It was so different from the world I saw. And I asked my dad, are these people millionaires? He's like, yeah, I think so, son.
Right.
That's like, wow. They're millionaires. And I remember thinking, man, maybe one day I'll make $1 million each year. And I, for some reason, I thought about that as a kid. And, I ended up having to kind of carry myself financially at 16. And, I had to pay for my own basketball stuff, and I would work on the weekends, and I remember getting made fun of because I didn't have name brand clothes, and I didn't, they made fun of me because I had the same pair of beat up basketball shoes for practice and games and everything else. And I just remember feeling out of place and wanting more. And so I started a business when I was 17, and I had some play money, and it was great. It was a window cleaning business, and I did that actually for about a decade, and I grew that business, and from the outside looking in, it looked like I was successful. I had three trucks and up to 13 employees, and I actually kind of blew up on YouTube accidentally. I started doing some tutorials just to train my employees, and I had one video that exploded, and my channel blew up. And so from the outside looking in, it looked like I had it figured out. But in reality, I hadn't. I was definitely living paycheck to paycheck. Worse of all of that, I was taking major risks with my life, with safety, with ladders and my right shoulder. I started having major problems with my rotator cuff, and I'm mid-20s dealing with all this stuff. And then something really significant happened that really opened my eyes and made me want to have something different. My son was born, most special moment of my life.
Nice.
And it was beautiful. It's magical. And it's one of the most special things to me is having these, my two beautiful children. But I remember when I was there at the hospital with my wife right after he was born, I remember being so worried and so focused on how I was going to pay the medical bills, not on my son and my wife. And, still to this day, when I tell the story, it breaks my heart because it doesn't need to be that way, right? People don't need to struggle that bad financially. And I had credit card debt and I had debt kind of weighing over me to, you know, pay those medical bills and everything else. But listening to us and trying to figure out new ways to make money. And I heard real estate was a great way to do it, right? Everyone talked about real estate. And so I started looking, and the problem was I wasn't able to get debt to buy properties. I was trying to buy rentals, but I didn't know where to find good deals, and I couldn't get the financing, and it really, really threw me for a loop. Fast forwarding to everything that I learned, you know, I was able to walk into the bank and write a $50,000 check and pay off my debts. You know, I'm able to travel with my family. I make my own schedule. You know, I took my wife to Hawaii last year. We spent a week in Maui and a week in Lanai, and it was just an amazing trip. And I've been able to kind of live the life I've always wanted to, and to give back. And to me, that's what it's all about. You know, financial freedom to me is not working. I don't think that we're fulfilled as people if we're not challenging ourselves and growing. But I don't worry about paying the mortgage. I don't worry about paying for my phone. I don't worry about the debts. I mean, I'm debt free. I have lots of money and savings. I mean, I could not work ever again and be fine. Like, that's what I mean by financial freedom. And it's pretty amazing how fast that all happened, because I found something that can get you there.
I love it. Well, that is a great story, man. So thank you for sharing that, and congratulations on making that happen. But that can't have been just an easy thing, right? It's like, okay, great. And figured out that let me just flip the switch and watch the money start coming in.
Right. Right. Of course it's not that easy, you know, but from a holistic view, you know, finding financial freedom, that's kind of where I'm at. I wanted to kind of give a backstory of the contrast.
No, I appreciate that. So you said, okay, this real estate thing looks like a pretty good deal, but I can't, I don't have, for a million different reasons, right? Because I've been an entrepreneur, I've been starting businesses, but I don't have a bunch of money. I don't have all this amazing credit that the bank's going to give me all this money to go start buying rentals. So how did you figure this out?
For sure. So like you said, it wasn't easy sailing. I actually got into more debt to make it happen. And it didn't necessarily have to be that way. So I started learning that there's something called wholesaling. I learned that there's ways to get into real estate investing without having to buy the properties, without having to take all this financial risk. And I was like, oh, that's intriguing. That's what I need, because I don't come from money. I don't have a rich uncle that'll lend me money. I was trying to like ask my window cleaning clients. They were very wealthy, you know, can you lend me money to flip a house? And like,
sure.
Yeah, doing whatever I could, but I just couldn't get traction. And so I learned about this wholesaling thing, and there's lots of gurus and guys out there talking about it. And so I went and found someone that I thought would be a good fit and a good coach. And I paid him $10,000, and I got this giant binder and all this information and just hours and hours of recorded videos. And it was so overwhelming with information. It was just an information overload with no instruction. And it was a complete bust. I never got a deal, never got a lead. I never did anything. And so for a few years, I actually kind of gave up. And I thought that it was a scam. You know, maybe a lot of people are listening to this, like, wholesaling is a scam. It's like, yeah, I've been there. I believe that for a time. And, I thought all these gurus were talking about and coaching it because they weren't making money in real estate, right? I thought that's why they were doing it. And, you know, it's like, well, if they're making so much in real estate, why do they coach? Why do they teach? You know, they're just trying to sell courses. That's how they make their living. A bunch of con artists, you know. And I gave up for a few years. And then I had an experience that really changed my perspective. So I was washing windows for a very wealthy gentleman. He was probably close to 80 years old, but just like bright and happy and outgoing. And I was washing his windows, and I went into his office and had to move some stuff around. And I was kind of bothering him in his workspace. And a conversation sparked up, and I started asking him about what he did. And he was a real estate developer. And I was, of course, I was intrigued. I wanted to get into real estate. So I started asking him questions. And a two-hour conversation later, I heard, found out he'd retired in his 20s from being a civil engineer to being a full-time developer. And he had two giant single-family developments going that he was financing and managing. And it was like, I was so intrigued. And I told him, I was like, that's so cool. I would love to just at least get two rentals this year. And he's like, oh, that's convenient. I have two rentals. They're run down. I haven't collected rents in 4 months. Property manager bailed on me. I would love to sell them. And I'll give them to you for a fantastic price of $500,000, which was at a massive discount, right? But I didn't have $500,000. Right. I couldn't get a loan. And that's what I told him, right? It's like, well, how do I buy these? He's like, oh, I'll be the bank. You just make me payments. How much can you put down? And I was like, he's like, can you put 10% down? I was like, no.
Nope.
I don't have that much money. No way. I'm a window cleaner, That's what I told him. So I gave him like a couple thousand dollars down for $500,000 note. And I scrounged that money up that I didn't have anyways, But I gave him something for the down payment. I went and got the tenants out and put new tenants in, and they had options to buy. And if they exercised their option, I would make over $100,000 profit. And I was like, holy crap. So I started researching some more, and I found another mentor that had a ton of success stories, and his students were doing deals. And I was like, okay, let's go for it again. I paid $9,000, put most of it on a credit card, and got another coach. And a month and a half later, I found another deal. And what it was this partnership. They had over 100 rentals at one point. The partnership had gone sour, and it was their very last rental that they owned together. And so when they got my marketing piece, they're like, I would love to get rid of this property. This is our price. And they wanted $80,000 for it. Of course, I couldn't get $80,000. I couldn't buy it. I couldn't do anything with it. But what I did is I had a contract, a purchase contract that was assignable. So I had a purchase contract that was assignable because I couldn't close on it. I found another investor that paid me for that purchase contract, and he closed on the deal. So I got paid $10,000 for the contract, and I never even closed on it or used any of my own money other than a few dollars for the marketing. And I was hooked. I had this $10,000, and I made it in a matter of a few hours, literally. And I was like, all right, I'm done washing windows. I had walked away from window cleaning, and I was going to be a full-time investor, and I was going to figure out a way to acquire as many as I could and wholesale the ones that I couldn't acquire. And then there was some rough patches. That first fiscal year, I did my first wholesale deal in April. And by the end of that year, I had done a little over $100,000 in wholesale fees. And then the very beginning of the year, January and February, I never did a deal. Things were getting tight again because a lot of that money was going to marketing because I was making a lot of mistakes. I didn't quite know, where to spend my money on marketing. And it was getting expensive to try and find more deals. And then I learned something that really changed my business, drastically. I knew I had to find a way to find these motivated sellers. I had to find these people that wanted speed, convenience over price. And I didn't know how to do that very well. And so I learned about something called driving for dollars, which traditionally was almost an impossible way to really scale or build a business around it. But I found a way to do it. And that in the next 10 months after that, we did just shy of $500,000
wow.
wholesaling. And then from there, it just blew up. But it was a rough road getting there. It truly was.
Well, the obvious question is, what is driving for dollars?
Love it. Great question. So it's great. And there's going to be a lot of people like, what's that? So what it is it's a way to find people that want convenience over price, right? So I'm essentially a pawn shop for houses. So people that like have inherited properties or they're burnout landlords, burnout investors, people that buy houses for their children and which I think is ludicrous. I would never do that for my kids. want speed and convenience over price, the properties are a thorn in their side, right? The properties are a burden to them. You know, most people, they have a house and it means something. They've worked so hard for it, and they take care of it, and they mow the lawn, and they cherish their property. It means something to them. But there's a very small percentage of people that property is a thorn in their side. And if that's the case, they don't want to take care of general maintenance, right? They're gonna put a tarp on the roof instead of fix the shingles.
Right.
If there's a broken, cracked glass, they put duct tape. They don't fix it, right? Siding blows off, they leave it. They don't, you know, the grass and the shrubs get overgrown or die. And it's a complete obvious eyesore, right, in the neighborhood. So what driving for dollars is we're literally driving around and finding those properties that are obvious thorns in people's sides. Once we find those properties, we then find out who owns them and send marketing to see if they want to buy the house. And so it's a way for you to find awesome investment opportunities, whether you're trying to find rentals or fix and flips or trying to wholesale like I am. And so that's what driving for dollars is in the simplest form.
Nice. So I'm driving in a neighborhood. I see a house. It's a nice neighborhood. And then I see a house that's not being well maintained. It's a little bit run down. I think, okay, this could be an opportunity. So I start my marketing program towards them. And it says something to the effect of, you know, would you be interested in having somebody take this off your hands?
Exactly. So we send postcards and cold call. And the postcard basically says, hi, my name's Zach Booth. I'm interested in purchasing your property at, and it gives the address. So we have a system that uploads all the names and addresses, right? If you'd like a fair cash offer, you know, we can have no hassle cash offer on your property. We'd love to talk to you. You can text us or call us and we give them a phone number. It's very simple. It's like a handwritten format. Font, and you get a lot of people that say, go pound sand.
Sure.
How dare you ask me such a question? You know, which is just like any marketing, right? If you're not getting pushback, you're probably not marketing hard enough. And, but you do find a select few of people that, yes, they do want speed and convenience. And there's a lot of money to be made doing that.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that. And so you were telling me as we're getting started today that you have plans to head down to Florida and tell us a little bit about that program.
Yeah. So, what happened is, you know, after I did that $500,000, I wanted to do more. Of course, I wanted to challenge myself. It's not that I wanted more money, but I wanted to grow. I wanted to have more financial freedom. You know, at the end of that year is when I was able to pay off all my debts, and I wanted to, you know, I started traveling with my family. We also spent like a month in Brazil with my wife's family over Christmas and New Year's, which was so awesome. I almost didn't even know what to do with myself. You know, it was weird. But I started creating some new goals for the year. And I said, I want to make $1 million in a year. Something I thought about from the time I was, you know, mowing lawns for these wealthy people as a kid. And I didn't know how to do that. I was shocked that I did $500,000. I thought that I had kind of tapped out my driving for dollars marketing. I didn't think I could produce more deals or more leads. And so I kind of felt like I was done. But I had this hope to do more. So I did a self-help journal with a friend called Living Your Best Year Ever by Darren Hardy. And in there, it talks about you have to give away whatever you want to receive. And so my goal is to do $1 million. How do I give away $1 million if I don't have it? And so I started teaching other people my marketing system that I was using to put $500,000 in my business. I found 10 people and said, we're going to teach you how to do this. And we're going to put $1 million in your guys' businesses because it's my goal to do $1 million myself. And for that to happen, I have to give it away. So I started teaching these other people. And the more I started teaching, the more questions I got that I had never thought about. The more I taught, the more I learned. At the end of that year, I did $1.2 million.
Awesome.
And more importantly than the money I made, my students started crushing it. I mean, they were having bigger success than me. One of my students, his very first deal, he made $113,000 profit. on one deal, wholesale.
Nice.
He was able to quit his job and, you know, spend more time with his family. His wife actually went in labor yesterday, named Scott. And you can see his whole story on my YouTube channel. And I started having student after student after student doing deals. And what was more satisfying to me than the $1.2 million was helping other people like Scott, helping other people have that financial freedom. I got such a high from helping these other people and like connecting with them and being a small part of their journey in having financial success like I was having, that I kind of became hooked to it. And so I started teaching more and more people and accidentally became a coach, accidentally became one of the gurus that I used to despise, right? And so like now when I like post ads or that kind of stuff, I get these hate comments. It's like, yeah, that was probably me a few years ago. Like, I'll let it slide, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
Right? It's like, yeah, I see why you believe that. And so I was up super late one night, and I was like, how do I show people that I actually want their success, that I'm actually a coach to help them get their first wholesale deal and their future wholesale deals and build true financial freedom through real estate? How do I show people this, you know? Because as a mentor, you have to charge people money. Because if you don't charge money, they haven't made an investment. They will not hold you accountable as a mentor, and they won't hold themselves accountable as a mentor unless they've made some type of sacrifice. So a lot of people think, oh, you just coach for the money. It's like, yes, I coach. Yes, I'm making money as a coach, but I'm coaching them, and I charge money so that they are invested into what I'm teaching them.
Right.
And like, how do I show that to people? Like, how do I demonstrate that? And so I was up super late. I couldn't sleep. And I was like, I've got it. I know exactly what I'm going to do. So what I'm going to do to help people understand what I'm doing and how they can do it and how they're capable and how I can help them get there, is I'm going to take $1,000. I'm going to fly to Florida with my family for 40 days. I'm going to put everything else in my life on hold, and I'm going to turn $1,000 into $40,000 in 40 days. Or at least that's my challenge. I may fail miserably, but I'm going to have a film crew follow me and document the experience and put it on my YouTube channel for everyone to see exactly what it takes to make a average American yearly salary in 40 days with a very small investment. And I'm just going to be using the strategies that I teach. And so that's the challenge that I've got going, and something that I'm really looking forward to sharing with other people.
Oh, I love it. And when is this happening?
Yeah, this is going to be January 2021 is when we're leaving. It's going to be around the 15th of January when I'm there, and through the end of February. And I believe that we should be going live about the time I'm getting home, or maybe even halfway through the videos will start being uploaded. So my YouTube channel, we're uploading 3 videos a week currently. So I've got content for like a month out at this point, just to make sure content's still going out as I'm in Florida, spending all my time trying to accomplish that challenge. We've got a film crew lined up. We've got an editing crew lined up. I mean, it's going to be a big production. I'm probably going to spend about that just to produce all of this for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that $40,000 is all probably going to go back into creating this for everybody. So I'm pretty excited for what we have come.
I love it. I think that's super exciting. Well, Zex, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and tell us about the YouTube channel?
Love it. So my website is dfdmastery.com. So D is in driving, F is in four, and then D is in dollars. So dfdmastery.com. So that's my website. You can see my free webinar where I go into depth on my marketing system. There's also my social media tabs in there, all of my social media platforms, including my YouTube channel. But if you want to go just directly to the YouTube channel, it's at DFD Mastery is the YouTube channel. So that's where you can find me. You can follow me on any social media platform.
Nice. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Zach your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to dfdmastery.com. check out the webinar, and obviously check out the YouTube channel and follow Zach's progress in January. Thanks again, Zach.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.